Always a pleasure to visit with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Senator McConnell, a lot of things going on down in Washington, and you know, kind of unique, I think. You're the only Majority Leader here in Congress that is actually not from a coastal state these days.
Yeah, well, there are four leaders. I'm the only one of the four not from New York or California. So, yeah, my job is to kind of look out for Middle America, and of course, I have a particular state in Middle America that I'm awfully fond of. And the biggest challenge we have right now, which affects a whole lot of rural areas, is the unfortunately delayed effort for disaster assistance after the storms that hit Alabama and Georgia almost 6 months ago. Now we've had lots of flooding in Iowa and Nebraska and other parts of the Midwest. It's sort of been hung up in a way that I haven't seen in the past when it comes to disasters. So what I've said is we're going to vote before Memorial Day on a new disaster supplemental. I hope it's a bill that finally is agreed to by everyone and we can get a law, get it signed into law. Beyond that, in agriculture, I don't have to tell you, this has been a rough several years. People are upset over the trade wars, the tariffs. Honestly, as we speak, I'm not sure how this ends, but I can tell you for sure nobody wins a trade war. Nobody wins it. So we're hoping and praying for a small trade war and not a long trade war. And the president's certainly correct in targeting China. They have been a bad player for a long time. I'm less enthusiastic about the fights that we've been in with our European allies and the Canadians and the Mexicans and the Japanese. But the sooner this settles down, the better for American farmers. Whatever governmental relief is provided won't be nearly as much as they would receive from being able to sell their product.
Very important. And we heard from Chief Negotiator Greg Dowd this morning, and he says that still working with China, but I wonder if the African swine flu situation might push them to the table a little quicker here.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, it'd be hard. We certainly need it worked out for our farmers. And Senator, other things going on, obviously watching very closely what's going on. You essentially dismissed the Mueller report recently and said we're done with this. Let's move on forward.
Yeah, I think the Mueller report is the only independent investigation of the alleged Russian collusion, and they've found no Russian collusion. And I think American people, frankly, realize that none of the investigations going on in Congress are likely to be anything other than partisan. So I think we've got our answer. I think we ought to case closed and move on. We have plenty of other things to work on.
You know, agricultural hemp is still a bright spot for you. You and Congressman Comer got it in the farm bill this time, and now working to get some regulations out there. How's it going for you? What are you hearing about that?
Well, if you're a football fan, I think we're in the red zone. We're getting close to the end zone. There are a couple of things left. Crop insurance will not be ready this year, so the people in the hemp growing business this year are taking a chance, but we should have it up and running by the 2020 crop. And we need some kind of guidance from the FDA. Everybody would like that, so that you don't have people selling CBD and claiming it cures cancer or something like that, to avoid kind of overclaiming. In spite of the fact that we don't have any guidance from the Food and Drug Administration yet, I was in a store in Louisville this past weekend, and there's CBD oil everywhere. And the big companies are carrying it anyway, so they're very confident that this is going to turn out well in terms of whatever the regulation is about what you can say and not overclaim. So I think the only thing that could stop this would be irrational exuberance, and everybody overproduces, and that frequently happens in the free enterprise system. But there's a whole lot of people, new processors, new farmers, a lot of excitement, and having presided over the decline of the tobacco industry, it's wonderful to see where we're headed. There was a great survey you may have seen, Alan, in the Herald Leader a couple of weeks ago, pointing out that before the buyout, which I was able to orchestrate, there were 46,000 producers, 1997, 46,000. In 2017, 20 years later, 2,600.
Wow.
So the production is in a few hands, most of them in the western part of the state where you are. But honestly, by any objective standard, this is not good for people. I mean, it's not good. And I've tried to put an explanation point on my involvement in this over the years, from the program to the buyout to him, that we ought to raise the national age for purchasing tobacco products to 21. It's not just cigarettes, it's vaping as well, which is pervasive in the high schools and in the junior highs. And one of the ways to keep people from getting hooked early is to make it harder to get it. And raising the age to 21 doesn't solve every problem, but it makes it harder so I think that's kind of the final step. Tobacco was a big start, a big part of actually building America from the colonial days forward. But we know it's not good for people. We ought to put it in the rearview mirror for the most part in Kentucky, except for the big producers who are basically producing it for export, and move on to hemp.
You know, the exciting thing about hemp is Kentucky's kind of the leader out there. Really, I think everybody's looking to Kentucky to get some guidance on how to put this in place.
Well, Commissioner Quarles has done a great job, and this all began when your congressman, Jamie Comer, was Commissioner of Agriculture. He was an early enthusiastic backer of legalization of industrial hemp. Ryan Quarles picked it up. I put it in the previous farm bill for pilot projects, and then I put it in this last farm bill to fully legalize it. And so we're ready to go, and full speed ahead.
Talking to some fellow farm broadcasters today, Senator McConnell, and they said maybe one of the best strategical moves they've seen in a long time is when you put the Green New Deal up for a vote, and it did exactly what you thought, right?
Yeah. Only four of 47 Democrats had the courage to vote against it. The rest of them were hiding under their desks. They voted present.
Well, Senator, it's always a pleasure to visit with you, especially here in your office, and I know that you welcome the people of Kentucky to let you know their concerns.
Thanks, Alan. It's great to see you again.